coming up at the end of this month and the end of August, we got a bunch of live shows. And if you are a patron or you own one of our shirts, come up to us at any of our live shows and we will give you a secret present.
It's actually really cool. We're not messing with you. There's really going to be a secret present.
And go to wehaveconcerns.com/live to find out where you can collect your secret present. Showroom in Los Angeles, California. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
If you don't know us, We Have Concerns is a thrice weekly podcast about science, philosophy, weird, interesting stories that make us think and freak us out.
Yeah. So what happens is people just send us in random stories and we sort of just kind of take a look at them right before we start recording and jump right in.
Talk about it. This story actually was sent in by a listener to our show named Adrian Gonzalez. It is a story, a tragic story. But a silver lining.
It's not so tragic.
It starts tragic.
I've heard more tragic stuff.
In China, in the Hunan province, there was this factory worker. He was working, doing his factory worker job, as factory workers do, and stuck his hand where his hand shouldn't have been, and machine sliced his hand right off. Zip.
So he wasn't doing his factory worker job as factory workers do. He did something a little off.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the other factory workers were doing their jobs as factory workers do.
He did
this
his job as one-handed people do.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was his first mistake. I guess what this story is about is, to what length would you go to save a part of yourself, right? That's kind of what this story is. We brought a picture. We have a slide.
Oh, you're jumping right to it.
We brought a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay. We're jumping right to it.
Yeah, let's...
So usually what happens is your hand...
Yeah, let's really get the lights down. Let's get the contrast up on this. We want to get the detail work going. For everybody listening at home, what's going on is in order to save his hand, his arm was so mangled, they were like, it's going to take a month.
Yeah. So what usually happens
even
is
be workable.
The stump has to heal a certain amount for them to graft the hand back on, and they can't do it right away. So they came up with a solution, because usually the hand would just die because there's no blood in it anymore. The hand would die and the guy would be a one-handed
factory
worker.
But I would imagine somebody said in Chinese, not on my watch.
not on my watch.
Whatever that is in Mandarin, I don't know.
We should have learned that before this episode.
And they basically grafted his hand onto and into his arm.
No, his leg.
Or his leg for a month. Arm would have been great.
Yeah.
arm was the goal.
I didn't think of that.
That's what happened is the doctor swapped him the other way. He's like, we got to put this back on the leg. And some dude next to him was like, hand. He's like, right.
Too late. So they grafted the hand onto his leg. It grafted into his circulatory system.
Yeah.
It survived for a month, and then they were able to put the hand back on the arm.
We can remove the slide.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
I think you guys got it.
We're selling concessions.
There'll be people around to clean up the puke later. So they did it. It was a success. They just put the hand on the leg, and then the leg...
What do you do? You just,
blood,
you just switch from straight to flare for like a month?
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little...
Like boot cut? You go boot cut for
boot
a month.
Yeah. I don't know if those real tight jeans have caught on in China yet, so I think that's probably a benefit.
I pray that I never lose my hand, and only because I don't want to wear flare jeans. That's it.
Yeah.
So this is amazing, right? Yeah. It's amazing that we can do this in a kind of terrifying Vincent Price brain that wouldn't die way.
Yes.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
Number two, I'd do that as a job.
You'd
like if somebody needed, yeah,
to legs?
Like I would attach multiple, like because this guy was probably laid up, right?
How his friends were constantly like, hey bro, high five, low five, bro.
And he's like, yeah, okay, like, we're 15 days in.
I've heard it enough.
Yeah,
I've heard it enough.
Real funny.
I don't understand. Like you
no,
lost
like,
your hand,
no,
and
but
now
listen,
you're
listen,
now you can't.
I would just do, like I would do like five. You could fit 5 or 10. On each. And like, how much do you think I could charge for that, though?
Andy, that would require other people's hands.
I'm a universal donor. Does that help?
No. No, because you know, you could put your hands on your legs all day long. You're not going to get 5 or 10 of them.
Yeah,
you're
no.
Get other people's hands.
That's what I'm saying. As a service. Like what? A task rabbit.
Oh, you're just, I get it. You're just the nourisher of the hands.
Can you imagine how much TV I could catch up on?
All you do is you hang out at factories with spinning blades, and you wait until the moment to pounce.
Whoa. I'm not like a hand chaser or anything like that. You know, I'm not scum. I'm not like trying to make this happen. I'm just
saying
it happens.
I know that you give hand jobs, but this is ridiculous.
Whoa.
No, that was terrible.
For everyone who's at Nerd Melt, who this may be your first time experiencing, we have concerns. Jeff gets one dad joke.
Yeah.
Per episode. That was his one. And if he tells another one,
but
you're allowed to call him out. You're allowed to scream at him. You're actually allowed to hurt him.
Anthony, I'm worried about the cost. Don't you think it would I mean, how much do you think it would cost? I think it would be an exorbitant.
It would be very expensive, Jeff.
I think it would be exorbitant.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Indeed. Would you do this?
Would I?
Yeah, they're like,
my hand came off, and they were, and they
like,
said,
dude,
the only way to,
you're gonna have to be a hand person for maybe like a month, 3 months, something like that.
Well, the weird thing is, your hand gets cut off, and then
that
you have to
thing,
be
yeah.
bedridden, which is not usually what you would think when you lose a hand. You have to be bedridden because now your leg is involved, and then you got scars on your leg. What are the scars on your leg from? I lost a hand. That's an awkward moment, you know? You're being intimate with a lady. And
there's no getting out of telling the rest of that story either.
That's, no.
You're just like, oh yeah, I lost a hand, and you try to walk away, and everybody's like,
Wait, you lost a hand? How did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why is there, you said there's a scar on your leg, though.
Oh, yeah, there's sure, hold on. I gotta.
But, no, I really want to hear the rest of the story. I really want to know.
Who was the first guy who thought of this procedure? Because I'm imagining the reanimator.
Yeah, I think, it's the Chinese scientists. You didn't hear about this on the West Side. You know, this was not...
On the West Side, I could definitely make money grafting other people's hands to me.
I think you're saying you have so much blood to give in your circulatory system that you could actually just
literally not doing anything with it.
You're just going to let it...
This is the most I've done all day. This is it.
I'm just worried that there would be
I could do this bedridden.
I'm worried that
I could do this covered in hands.
I don't want to.
It could be my thing.
I don't want to be a part of the podcast anymore if you're just hand guy.
Like, just imagine the Night's Watch and, like, the thick pelts, but, like, other people's hands. Yeah.
But then what happens when the guy comes back? The guy comes back and it's like it's been a month.
Well, it's like valet. He gets a tag.
Oh, there's a bunch of hands with tags
tag,
all over them?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, mine is 47. You're like, I'm sure it's here somewhere.
No ticket, no hand.
I know. I know you got your hands
I'm
here
sorry,
somewhere.
No ticket, no hand.
No ticket, no hand. But you got so many hands.
You know they're just selling them.
Give me a hand.
You don't bring your ticket. They know which hand is yours, and they just sell them. They turn around and they thrift them.
They just thrift a hand?
Yeah.
Go down to the
If you don't bring the ticket, they know it's you. They know it's
you.
You
get
hand.
A secondhand hand? Is that what you'll get? No, come on!
Where were you? Where were you people when I needed you most? You're thinking about Christian Spicer's sick rollerblades.
I don't know if I would do this. I mean, I wouldn't be a farm for hands. I would definitely do it if my own hand was in danger.
Well, maybe I don't want to cut you into the business anyway.
This is the best idea you've had since grafting your shit onto other people.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, let's talk. You would graft. Okay, your hand gets cut off. Okay?
I already don't like this plan.
Okay, your hand gets cut off. You would graft your hand onto your leg to save your hand.
Why does it have to be my leg?
Because this is the baseline. This is reality. Have you ever played the gross out game before? I only start from here.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I understand why it has to be on the leg, right? Why can't it be like just off the nub?
What if you put it
just like off nub?
Like those little plastic clappers that you got when you were a kid?
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
But with your own hand, it's like, yay!
What's the sound of one hand clapping? This. That's not even.
We're letting it go? That's fine. That's fine. There's a quorum. There's a quorum. I can't pull rank here tonight.
No, but I mean it. I mean it. Like, why does it have to be?
You could hide it here. You could put it like right under the armpit.
Oh yeah,
like
some
not hand.
Like what people do with tattoos that they don't want anybody to know about. It's like, oh, I just have a. it's a hand. I was in this relationship and this girl lost her hand and you know, we said we'd be together forever. And so I got her hand right here.
What is this, a Tales from the Crypt?
And then we broke up.
She died, but I kept the hand on my armpit.
I thought the relationship was going to last more than a month. It didn't. You know, it was a very messy relationship, very messy breakup. She said she wanted the hand back. I said no. I still got it. It's, what?
It's fine.
There's a lot of anger. You're turning them against me.
No, I would never. I'm not turning you against Jeff.
A little bit.
All right.
No, but okay. So to save your hand, graft onto your leg. You do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I like my hand a lot.
Okay.
I like having two of them.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go there where they thought I was going to go. No, I think this is a remarkable feat of human's ingenuity. It's like it needs to have blood. It needs that dude's blood.
Yeah.
He's got blood going through his whole body. Let's just put it in a different spot. It's crazy that they could just do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, what if... So to your leg, you're
kind of on my forehead.
To your armpit, yeah. What if it could only survive on your neck?
Oh. That's cool, because then I could just take little naps. Oh, so
save
comfy.
$12.50 on the neck pillow.
It's so nice. Just right before you get on the plane, you're like... You know what I want?
I'm going to do shadow puppets no one's ever seen. Shadow puppets the likes of which the world has never known.
He's a wizard.
He becomes so famous, and at the end of the month, it's like, well, we're ready to put your arm back. No!
No, I like it
and
better
lose
this
all
way.
This!
He's back at work like, oops, did it again. Oh, man.
So you're a factory worker in China. And
I am.
And they know that they can save the hand. You know that the hand can be saved.
Right.
And you get a month off. You go back in.
You go back in and just do it again?
Yeah.
I think that once word spreads that, you know, there's no downside.
I think we'll know. If we see like a proliferation of like, if all of a sudden we see like another picture 3 months from now, but it's like really cleanly done. Cause that was a little Frankenhand.
It was
not cleanly done. Like the stitching was not great. They had like a vise on it.
Yeah. It's horrible.
You'll be able to tell like 3 months later when everybody's trying to do it just to get like a month of bedtime off of work. It's just like super clean and sleek. And like they figure out how to hide the hand and everybody's like, we're getting too good at this.
Well, you know what?
Something's wrong.
What the article said is that they started because somebody lost a thumb, mm-hmm. and they did it with a thumb.
What if they could save your thumb, but they could only save your thumb by attaching it to the tip of your tongue?
Oh, man. And I'm talking like this all the time. It'll be really difficult to talk. It would have a tongue. I don't think I'm down for that.
I do want
the thumb back. Do you think that?
Sure.
Do you think it fingers and hands are the only thing they could do, or could they put foot on arm?
Could they?
I mean, like, what's the upper limit of like just mix max mishem ups?
Well, I want to know why they put it on the leg of all places.
Yeah,
it's just, I wonder like if... a lot of blood, like a lot of
sweet leg
arteries.
Blood.
Yeah,
we gotta get some of that sweet leg blood in your hand.
Is it the leg's vascular system? Like why the leg?
You know, I'm not a scientist, nor am I a doctor.
I don't think anybody asked. I don't even think they thought about it. I think there's just a lot of leg.
There's just a lot.
And they were just like, that seems like a place.
Yeah. It was the easiest place. It was just sticking right out there. The guy was laying down. We'll just put it on the other end. That's what we'll do. We'll just put it on the other end.
Yeah. How long do you think we're going to need something like this before we're just straight up growing new arms and stuff? Stem cells, all that.
Well, I think that would be preferable. I think if you get your hand...
I don't know. Sometimes the old ways are the best ways, Jeff. Sure, I could cleanly grow a new hand. Sure. But you know, no one ever slows down to just graft a hand onto their leg anymore.
It's true. All these artisanal hands that we've got now. It was great back in the old day when everybody's just stuck with their own two hands.
You know, you don't have to work on the grinding threshing machine anymore either, Grandpa.
That's true.
I was born a grinder thresher, and I will most likely die a grinder thresher.
Yeah, most
during a shift.
Probably from the grinding and threshing, yeah. It's a rough job, but it's nice to know that they have alternatives to losing hands, you know? It's nice to know that.
You can put that in the employee orientation.
This picture is just like...
Yeah.
Benefits include...
Like you walk into this like gigantic, nightmarish like Chinese factory, and it's just like grinder, thresher, mill. Like, I don't know. It looks kind of like a series of unfortunate events. You know, like it's early Burton in there, and they're like trying to convince you to work at the factory. Like, this looks terrible. It's like, well, just so you know, when you do inevitably lose an appendage...
Don't worry. I'm highly trained to put him back on in various places.
Steve Martin? What are you doing here?
Well, you know, times are tough.
Sell a Rothko, Steve Martin. Yeah. I think this is nightmarish in the best way. Sometimes you look at a picture and you're like, this is a terrible thing. Like, when you were telling me about this story, you basically led with the picture. Like, you showed me the picture.
I was like, puking.
I was like, what sort of horrible thing are you showing me? But this is like, good macabre?
Good macabre.
Have you ever seen anything that's like, good macabre? Like, when you see that picture of that mouse with the ear... Like the human ear on its back, you're like, this is a terrible nightmare. And then then you read the headline and it's like, oh, we can grow human ears now.
Yeah. No, this is definitely that thing where you should probably read down.
It's just an abomination, that's all.
You read down to the next part of the article and you're like, oh dear God, why is that hand on a leg? And it's like, no, we had reasons.
No, it's fine.
We had, you know, some good ideas that we were trying out. Oh, okay. We'll continue.
Why does that man have a second smaller head growing out of his neck? No, that's fucked up. No, that one we don't know. Should not have happened. You are correct.
We've been trying to get that guy to lean his head toward the thresher machine just to clean that right up, but he won't do it. He won't do it.
So what, like, is there anything you wouldn't do to save, like,
to save a hand?
Is your hand, like, it's your look at your non-dominant hand.
I am left-handed, so I'm looking at my right hand.
Look at your non-dominant hand. Is it that important to you? Like, is this the most important, is this a pretty important body part? Where would you rank it?
I rank it second.
It's part of a pair.
Yeah, okay.
Not... It's part of another pair.
If you're ranking our body parts.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think hands are very important. Would I rather lose one hand than lose my eyes?
Oh, good.
Probably.
Call. Yeah.
I'd rather have sight. I'd rather have all my senses. You know what I mean? If you lose your hand, you don't lose a sense.
What if they could save your eye by grafting it into your palm?
Oh, amazing. And then I'm like that guy in the Pan's Labyrinth. Oh, man.
That would be amazing.
Don't shake Larry's hand. He hates it. It's dark in there,
but
man.
He likes it, but it's weird that he likes it. It's a little weird that he likes
it. Yeah, man, I can see your fortune.
Is there any body part that if they were like, look, we can save it, but we got to graft it onto you in a very visible way for a month? Is there any body part where you're like, nah, I'm good?
I mean,
I think ear.
You're trying to get me to do penis face. You're trying to get me to do penis forehead is what you're trying to
get
me to say.
I'm not leading you towards penis forehead at all.
I mean, you've been trying this entire episode to get me to say penis forehead. That's been your entire goal.
That was the bet that we made backstage.
You're welcome.
I think if they were like, well, ear, and I'd be like, nah, fuck it.
You would lose an ear?
I'd lose an ear.
That's like Mick Foley. He's a badass. He lost an ear in the ring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He didn't even give a shit. He just kept wrestling.
I would lose an ear. I could do one finger.
Or like Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott lost a finger in the Super Bowl.
Who?
He said, Ronnie Lott, number 42. Free safety for the San Francisco 49ers in the 80s. He lost his ring finger in the tip of his ring finger in the Super Bowl. And he's like, fuck it. Cut it off. And they're like, dude, we can sew it onto your leg. He's like, no, fuck it. Dude, is that real?
No,
that part I made up.
I don't know.
But no, he did
sports.
Cut off his finger, but he cut it off.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd lose a finger. I could lose two fingers from my non-dominant hand and not even blink, I think.
You wouldn't even blink?
I wouldn't even blink. Well, I mean... Like, I just stare.
I'm not blinking.
I just take the pliers right to him, and I won't blink.
I can't even look at that.
It's a bar bet.
I can't even look at that picture.
You can get at least a beer out of that.
You know the weirdest thing about that guy is he's got two fingers on his leg, and he wins staring contests. It's amazing. He's a touring the national staring contest.
So is there a body part where you'd be like, nah, I don't need it?
No, I like all of my body parts, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, but thanks for asking.
A month of grafting and bed rest, you're like, cool. Whatever body part it is, I'm going to save.
I want to save all my body parts. Why is that so hard for you to understand?
I don't know.
I like all of them. Anthony is just looking for excuses to get rid of his stuff and replace it with robot parts.
Well, sure. But I mean, this doesn't necessarily mean that you get to do that. I'm just saying, I'm not.
Sorry. I want a robo ring finger. That's what I want. I don't know.
That's the lamest cyborg part I've ever seen.
He's more machine than, well, he's actually still more man.
He's way more man.
He's way more
he's
man.
Way more man.
He's got a teeny bit of machine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just what do you guys machine. Think? Would you do that?
Yeah. Is there a body part? Does anybody have a body part where they'd just be like, fuck it? I don't, huh?
Toes.
You care about toes?
I do. I care about toes. Because one piggy goes to market, one piggy stays home, one piggy gets roast beef.
It's just one of them went to market, dude. Yeah.
They all went to market this way.
Yeah, like two or three of them could go to market.
One went to market
care.
And stayed at market.
So, yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, they can tweet at us.
Oh, yeah. If you guys have a body part that you would be cool with losing, I would like to hear about it. You can tweet it to us. I'm at @acarboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if anybody out there, if you've enjoyed the show tonight, if you liked it, you can go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns or wehaveconcerns.com and find out more and subscribe to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. And thanks, Christian Spicer.
Thank you, Christian Spicer. I hope we find a cure.